Parshas Yisro. I thought I'd take the opportunity to introduce a nice idea by Rav Hirsch, which is pretty seminal and an anchor to a general concept in Rav Hirsch. It comes up in this week's Parsha. Actually, it's not brought down by Rav Hirsch in the Parsha itself, but it's brought down by Rav Hirsch in the collected writings. Rav Hirsch asks a question about the preparation for Matan Torah. Matan Torah, there seemed to be, according to Rav Hirsch, two opposing mindsets which we build in preparation for Matan Torah. On the one hand, this is the side of Kedusha, V'Kedashtem, of becoming Kadosh. The concept of Kedusha, of sanctification, is the concept of making yourself uniquely sanctified for something specific. When we're Mekadesh something, we set it aside for a specific usage. When we're Mekadesh something to the Mikdash, we set it aside that it is only for the Mikdash, and only for the Avodah of the Beit HaMikdash. And that's the concept of Kedusha, and the concept of Hikdash, them separating from certain things in anticipation of Matan Torah, creating a holiness which comes from establishing ourselves just for our Kadosh Baruch Hu. On the other side, the other piece of the puzzle of preparation for Matan Torah is the concept of Hagbalah, of limitation. Shloshat Yimei Hagbalah, the 3 days where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to limit the closeness which we have to the Har. That at a time when we're about to receive Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu sets off a clear boundary of where we're allowed to approach. Here, these concepts of Kedusha and Hagbalah can seemingly be aiming in two different directions and be militating against each other in the mindset they create. Are we trying to create a Kedusha, a holiness, which we are passionate and driven towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and where our focus is completely and totally on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there is nothing else on our plate? Or are we trying to create a situation, a scenario of Hagbalah, of limitation, of distance, of Yira, where we're pulling back from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Now, a Rav Soloveitchik type of answer could be that we're doing both. We are trying to be Mekayim both the scenario of Ava, Nahasev, and Ishma being drawn towards, and at the same time, Yir'ah, and Kafalim Harkigit, and appreciating our distance. But Rav Hirsch gives a different type of answer. And his answer is that here, in the juxtaposition of Kedusha and Hagbalah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us what the definition of Kedusha is. It's very possible that we could understand, and there actually are Chugim who understand our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and our relationship with our Avodas Hashem as one as primarily a goal of passion and cleaving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That everything we do in this world is primarily to have that experience of being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think that is expressed not only in Chassidut, but is expressed pretty clearly in the Sefer HaKuzari, where we have been waiting all day, and we wait all day, just for that unique opportunity to run in and dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's expressed in Chazal, of Halavai She'et Halo Kol Hayom. On the other side, comes Rav Hirsch and says that the Torah is explaining to us that that is not the ultimate goal of Matan Torah, of our receiving the Torah, of Kabbalat HaTorah. Lest we think that the goal of Matan Torah is to create a Chavaya, an experience, where we are driven to run up the mountain and cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and says, no, Ani Magbil Et Ahar, I am limiting the Har, because your responsibility is not to run towards me, but your responsibility is to stand back and make a reasonable acceptance. The purpose of Kirva in Rav Hirsch is to be able to accept upon ourselves Torah, not to bask in the experience and the passion of Har Sinai, but to make an acceptance out of Har Sinai. Rav Hirsch, essentially on Tefillah, says a similar idea. The goal of Tefillah is not first and foremost the feeling of closeness which we have during Tefillah, but the acceptance upon ourselves which Tefillah brings with it. Amira, the saying, the Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim, when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the purpose of that Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim is not the experience of having announced that we accept Kabbalah Sol Machut Shamayim, the yoke and the responsibility of Hashem's Ratzon, but the fact that with that experience we're able to walk away and act according to Hashem's Ratzon. And that's the mindset that Hashem wanted us to create at Matan Torah. Okay? Here, I think that the lesson which he's telling us is that when we search, as we search for opportunities for hitorut, for being excited, for being impassioned, the purpose of the passion can never be the passion itself and the chavaya itself. The purpose of the passion has to be able to step back and be able to accept upon ourselves. We should take this time, for most of us, is a time of break, a time where we step out of our regular everyday schedule and we try to find clarity, rejuvenate, sharpen the axe, and not see that time as the highlight of finally I get to walk away and be in that ideal time of passion, but that time of passion is important so that I can walk back in and be impassioned in my everyday avodah. A good Shabbos, have an excellent Kabbalah Satara, and may this time be a time of acceptance upon ourselves and preparation for the time which follows. Have a great Shabbos.